Our epistle for this third Sunday in Lent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Brethren, be imitators of God as very dear children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and delivered himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God to ascend in fragrant odor. But immorality and every uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be even named among us, as become saints. Or obscenity, or foolish talk, or scurrility, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For know this, and understand that no fornicator, or unclean person, or covetous one, for that is idolatry, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God and Christ. Let no one lead you astray with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Do not then become partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk then as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 through 28. At that time Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he cast out the devil, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds marveled. But some of them said, by Beelzebub, the prince of devils, he cast out devils. And others, to test him, demanded from him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be brought to desolation, and house will fall upon house. If then Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out devils by Beelzebub. Now, if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his courtyard, his property is undisturbed. But if a stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he will take away all his weapons that he relied upon, and will divide his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he roams through waterless places in search of rest. And finding none, he says, I will return to my house which I left. And when he has come, he finds the place swept and adorned. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man becomes worse than the first. Now it came to pass, as he was saying these things, that a certain woman lifted up her voice from the crowd and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now
and at the hour of our death. Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the breast that nursed thee. Yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we are continuing with our meditation on the seven last words. This third word is important for us to make sure we visualize the scene. Christ is on the cross, dying. We've already identified the rabble around that were sneering and jeering and mocking. And perhaps, on account of the weather, some have started to disperse. We've talked about the thieves, a sinistrum, a dexterum, the one who joined with the crowd, and the one who joined Christ. We talked about, on the first Sunday of Lent, ignorance. How we have invincible ignorance. Ignorance that's not our fault, and ignorance that is a chosen ignorance, which does not leave us blameless. Last Sunday we talked about faith and how Christ taught how this was so important to salvation. Unless you believe and are baptized, shall not be saved. And they who do not believe shall be condemned. How many times do we hear our Lord talk about Go thy way, thy faith has saved thee. And today, if we take a look at the picture of the scene of the mother looking at her dying son on the cross, there's a number of lessons for us to draw. But the one that I think is important for us today to think about and meditate on is the concept of perseverance. It goes with today's gospel, where a woman lifted up her voice from the crowd, hearing our Lord's words, and was just in awe. And was praising her mother. Like, you must have had an extraordinary mother. Must be blessed. And our Lord says, she's not blessed because she's my mother. She gave birth to me. She's blessed because she heard the word of God and kept it. She persevered. Even to the extent of at my cross, she kept her place. We read in Scripture of that event in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19, verse 25. As the soldiers were casting lots over our Lord's garments given to him by his mother, it states, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore has seen his mother, and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold thy son.'" Now we often take this as Christ is telling our blessed mother to look at St. John as her son. Some will conclude that from that moment he took her into his own. That's exactly what they were talking about. St. Augustine differs. St. Augustine says that our Lord was pointing to himself, "Behold your son, the new Adam. Behold what your son is doing. He's taking the place of sinners. He is building a bridge over the infinite canyon that distances God from man. Is paying the price for our salvation. Behold your son and what he is doing, because you as my mother, woman, is now changing. You are the new Eve." He uses this term in another place. The first miracle, when our blessed mother, at the marriage feast of Cana, goes to our Lord and says, "They have no wine." And he says to her, "Woman, what is that to me or to thee? My hour has not yet come." Whenever he spoke about his hour, he spoke about his passion and his death. About that moment when our Lord hung on the cross and she was at the cross, her station keeping. "Woman, the new Eve, you are no longer going to be my mother. Your vocation is to be the mother of the faithful, to as many who will adopt you and will call upon you. All the children of God, they need a mother." In the original Greek, at the marriage feast of Cana, the translation is, "Woman, what is mine is thine." Basically, when my hour comes, things change. They change for me, they change for you. And then from the cross, our Lord turns to John. He doesn't say, "John, behold your mother." He just says, "Behold your mother." It says in Scripture, he talks to his disciple. What's a disciple? He didn't say the apostle whom Jesus loved. It says his disciple. A disciple is a follower of Christ. We are all disciples if we truly follow Christ. Believe him for who he is. Want him in his way. Unadulterated. Not because it's a popular opinion or because this person says this or that person says that. No, pursuing Christ, absolutely, his way, his truth, his life, and persevering in that pursuit. There's two times in St. Matthew's Gospel. First is in chapter 10, verse 22, when he's sending the 12 apostles out to get the places that he's going to visit ready. And he says to the apostles, "If they don't accept you, Sodom and Gomorrah will venture better in the day of judgment than those cities." He gives them the power to cast out devil, the power to cure. He goes, and he says, and this is your mission. You go tell them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he says this, and they who persevere to the end will be saved. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, after he has admonished the scribes and Pharisees and really given it to them, brood of vipers, whitened sepulchres, how can any of you escape damnation? And it says, and then Jesus left the temple. And as they were walking, the apostles are walking with Christ, and they're pointing at the beautiful building of the temple. And they're telling our Lord, look at this, isn't it gorgeous? And our Lord takes that opportunity to tell them once again, unless you persevere to the end, you will not be saved. It reminds me of the sermon that the high priest Eliakim in the book of Judith, chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, speaks, where he says, know ye that the Lord will hear your prayers if you continue with perseverance in fasting and prayers in the sight of the Lord. The key element, in the sight of the Lord. Not what other people think. Who cares what other people think? Care what God thinks. When you lift up your voice in prayer, lift up your heart and your mind and your soul to God. St. Paul, in his letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, talks about persevere under discipline. This is good for us to contemplate during this time of Lent when we are called to do extra penance. Discipline. The word disciple comes from discipline. We follow, we pursue Christ. We persevere in our pursuance. And then in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 14, talking about the 12, these were persevering with our Blessed Mother in prayer and fasting. Pentecost, when they were waiting for the Paraclete. My dear friends, this is where it's good for us to pause for a moment and examine ourselves with our prayer life, with seeing how we make use of the gifts given to us by God. The gift that we have at Holy Church in the sacraments that we receive, the gift of His Mother, who He has given us to be our Mother. When we pray our prayers to our Blessed Mother and we call upon her, do we mean them? When we say, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. As we continue with Holy Mass today, and we continue with our Lent, let us be sure to do so in union with our Blessed Mother. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ intercedes with the Father for us, but He has given us an intercessor to be between ourselves and Him, and that is our Blessed Mother. St. Bernard of Clairvaux wrote that prayer, which we should remember, that never was it known that anyone who fled to her for protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided. In all our trials and troubles, the things that we need, as a child goes to their mother, we go to our Blessed Mother. Oh, not just the external needs, more importantly, the spiritual needs. Make good use of these things that we have been given. Wear your scapular faithfully, letting it remind you that you are a devotee of our Blessed Mother, that you recognize her as your mother. Don't say the rosary, pray the rosary, meaning the words, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Behold your mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.